Certainly good to be back with you. You are listening to Divinal Intervention. It is a music podcast. And today we are going to kick off a three-part mini-series on ska music. Now, we're not going to do all three episodes consecutively. Although I can stand three consecutive episodes on ska, I'm not quite sure you, my humble listeners, are ready for that. But we will start today with the first episode, which is the origins of ska music, the original Jamaican ska music from the early 1960s, which most consider or call the first wave of ska. After that, we'll transition into the second wave of ska, which is the English ska, British ska from the early 1980s, primarily the Two Tone label out of England. And in between episodes 1 and 2, we will introduce you to what I would call bridge songs. They're songs that were recorded by some of these original Jamaican artists. And if you're familiar with bands like The Specials or Madness or Bad Manners or even Selector, you will recognize some of these bridge songs. And either in the form of covers that were done by the British bands or some of the aspects of the songs that came from Jamaica in the 60s become phrases and styles that reappear with these British bands. So after the British ska invasion, we will then bring it back to the United States, which hosted, if you will, the third wave of ska. And I guess however many waves we've had after that, but we're primarily talking about the early mid-90s with bands like the Toasters in New York City, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, of course, from Boston, and of course, my personal favorite, also from Boston, Bim Scala Bim. In that third episode, we'll also cover some of the West Coast ska with bands like The Untouchables, early Fishbone, and Hepcat. And again, we're talking about mid-late 80s for some of these bands. And Fishbone, as you probably well know, transitioned to styles far beyond ska, but their early recordings were definitely ska-based, and so we just want to cover that. We will not be covering the later Theremin version of Fishbone, and if you saw them tour in the early 2000s, you know what I'm talking about. So, foundational ska, the original Jamaican ska, let's get started. And just to give you a heads up, this episode of the podcast is going to be pretty heavy on the music, on the songs, rather than a lot of your humble host talking a lot about it, because much of this foundational ska is not particularly popular, not well known, but it's necessary to understand the later permutations of some of these songs and this style of music that follow in both England and the United States. And incidentally, places like Argentina with bands like Los Fabulos Cadillacs. Anyway, any proper discussion about ska and its origins has to start with the Skatalites. They recorded, of course, at the legendary Studio One in Jamaica and were, in some sense, the house band for Studio One in the early days. The songs I'm going to play come from this really excellent compilation from the early days of the Skatalites, called appropriately Foundation Ska. Now, I'm not much of a fan of compilations, of course, but because some of the source material and the individual releases from the early days of 1960 ska are very difficult to find, you're almost forced to deal with compilations like the Foundation Ska compilation, but also some of the Trojan Records compilations that talk about foundational ska and reggae music, but also some of the UK popular hits, which, given the amount of emigration from Jamaica to England, resulted in some of these early Jamaican releases being quite popular in England, which no doubt fueled the next generation with the Two Tone record label. Anyway, here are the Skatalites with Guns of Navarone. So bear with us on the sound quality on some of those recordings. You no doubt recognize them as early mid-60s recordings. But again, this is where it all began. And if you are a fan of ska, you will, I think, appreciate where this all began. So again, with the Skatalites, one of the key players in the development of this style of music. And I'm going to play another one from them, and this one is called Christine Keeler. These early Studio One musicians end up transitioning out into either solo careers or careers as working studio musicians for later period ska, but also in the early days of reggae music. But some of them go long beyond that, and we're not going to cover them today, but one of the artists that I really invite you to seek out is a guitar player from those early Studio One days named Ernest Ranglin. And he's got credits all over Jamaican recordings, of course. But In the late 90s, early 2000s, he released a series of really, really tasty reggae slash jazz instrumentals that really, really stand up very well. I would invite you to seek them out. Ernest Ranglin is the name of the artist, and I think you will enjoy it if you find it. Anyway, another one of the Studio One musicians who branched out was the tenor saxophonist Roland Alfonso. Again, he played a lot of studio work with other artists, but as an individual recording artist, he released this one, which, interestingly enough, was covered years and years later by the Scottolites themselves. It's a song called Phoenix City.
Phoenix City!
Context, the great Toots Hibbert from Toots and the Maytals once observed in the song of the same title that Desmond Dekker came first. Now, in the realm of ska music, Desmond Dekker certainly did not come first in the sense that he was one of the first to record ska music, but it is inarguable that he was among the most popular ska artists in Jamaica and internationally. You probably are familiar with some of his work from the Drugstore Cowboy soundtrack, a song called The Israelites that became quite popular around that same time. But here's Desmond Dekker and the Aces with 007. Desmond Dekker, to me, is a really interesting artist in the sense that he has a really melodic voice, which doesn't necessarily match up particularly well with ska music, but obviously he made it work, and he didn't listen to people like me telling him what he should be doing. But I view him kind of like a Sam Cooke kind of figure, Sam Cooke of ska, if you will. So I just want to play one more here from Desmond Dekker and the Aces. Here is Ait Mek.
Think I never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say, I make your puppy a bitter girl. Why you accidentally fall? Is she crying out because
I want you?
Running belly, yeah, Mr.
I
make your puppy a bitter girl. Why you accidentally fall? Is she crying out because
I want you?
One of the other important foundational ska bands is the Ethiopians, not nearly as well known as the Skatalites, and certainly not the level of Desmond Dekker and the Aces, but nonetheless were an important recording group in ska, especially because they, in many respects, became a bridge from Jamaica to England, which again almost certainly influenced the two-tone label artists that will follow and that we will cover in episode 2. But here are the Ethiopians with one of their more renowned songs called Train to Skaville.
Train to Skaville!
Covered some of the origins of ska in Jamaica, and we've talked about some of the foundational artists and groups in Jamaica, but perhaps the greatest bridge between that first wave Jamaican ska and the second wave of British two-tone ska is Cecil Campbell, otherwise known as Prince Buster. And as we'll hear in a few minutes, there's a direct line between Prince Buster and the Specials. When the Specials weren't actually covering his songs in full, they were using snippets of dialogue or lyrics or other features from some of his records on their own records. But again, as we'll cover in the second of this three-part episode on ska, the Specials were far more than just a Prince Buster cover band, and we will start to see how they expand beyond those early origins in their own music and really explode pretty big on the scene in England in the early mid-80s. Now, Prince Buster also had a direct line of influence with Madness, who if you're anything like me, you don't really consider them a ska band per se. Madness is kind of an amalgam of a lot of different kinds of influences, a lot of different kinds of music, but ska is certainly a piece of it. And in fact, Madness takes their name from a Prince Buster song called Madness. Now, Madness also covered a Prince Buster song called One Step Beyond, which was one of their first MTV hits here in the States, and I suspect was one of their biggest hits in England at that time as well. But finally, the line between Jamaica and England with respect to Madness is their song called The Prince, which is a direct reference to Prince Buster and his influence on their music. Also incorporates some of the lyrics from Prince Buster's song like Earthquake, with its references to Orange Street in Jamaica. Yet another of the British ska bands that was influenced by Prince Buster, and directly so, was the English Beat, or as they were probably known in England, Beat. They covered on their breakthrough album, I Just Can't Stop It, both Rough Rider and Wine and Grind, which are both Prince Buster songs. And bringing it back again to the specials, we see them not only covering songs, but again, drawing influence from some of the other Prince Buster tunes. So, for example, you have a direct line between Prince Buster's song Al Capone and a song called Gangsters by the Specials. So let's give you a taste of that. This is Al Capone by Prince Buster.
Al Capone, guns don't hurt you.
Familiar with the song Gangsters, that song ought to sound very, very familiar. Continuing this discussion about the bridge between Prince Buster and the Specials, here is a song from the debut album of the Specials, but this is actually the Prince Buster version. It's a song called Too Hot.
Box and no butter.
again, drawing from point A to point B, point A, of course, being Jamaica, point B being England, we will play the other side of that bridge on our episode on British ska. But if you don't want to wait to hear Too Hot, you can listen to the debut album from the Specials and get a feel for what they did with that song, as with all the songs that we're going to cover. So I look forward to talking about these in our second episode. But in the meantime, I invite you not only to listen to some of these Jamaican artists, but also these two-tone artists in England from the mid-80s. Check them out. No doubt if you do that, you're going to hear this cover, which again is the Specials covering an artist called Danny Livingston. This is one of the more well-known early Special songs. This is Message to Rudy.
Stop your running about. It's time you straighten right out. Stop your running around, making trouble in the town. Ah, Rudy, a message to you, Rudy, a message to you. You're growing older each day. You want to think of your future, or you might wind up in jail. Then you will suffer. Ah, Rudy, a message to you, Rudy, a message to you.
Reggae music, in addition to ska, you will no doubt often find that roads continue to lead back to Toots and the Maytals. And we talked about Toots earlier in the show when we talked about the Desmond Dekker songs, but there is a direct line from Toots and the Maytals to the Specials, and that's a song called Monkey Man. Jamaican ska to British ska, we're going to do a return to the originals, the Scottolites. And this is a song that was covered by one of my favorites of that British second wave ska band called Bad Manners, who we're going to dig a little bit deeper into. But for now, here's a song originally done by the Scottolites called El Pussycat.
From the pen of Mongo Santa Maria came this one, a monster hit of 1964. It's called Come On Everybody, Let's Do El Pussycat.
So before I leave you go on the origins of ska and get you into another episode of the podcast unrelated to ska, I did want to share a personal story that I did see the Scottolites in South Florida in the late 1990s, and they were touring on what I guess was a comeback album called Greetings from Skaville. And what's interesting about that show, there's a couple of things that I found interesting about that show as I started to kind of put together the idea for this particular episode of the podcast. And that is that the opening act for the Scottolites was Hepcat. And they are one of those Southern California third wave ska bands that we talked about and that we are going to talk about in a couple more episodes. So again, that continues, in my mind, that direct line from the foundations there in Jamaica to the next generation, or actually in this case, several generations into the future. So that's the Hepcat connection. But also, Cecil Campbell, Prince Buster, that we've talked extensively about in this episode, relocated from Jamaica to South Florida around that same time. And so it got me to wondering whether or not it was possible that I was sitting in a club in Fort Lauderdale with Prince Buster, Cecil Campbell, together watching the Scottolites. Now, it's probably quite unlikely that that is true, but for my purposes, I choose to believe that he was there in the club with us, checking out the Scottolites and checking out Hepcat. Much respect. So again, that's the foundational ska, and we will be in future episodes covering British ska and third wave American ska. But for now, that is ska from the very start. I thank you for listening. I look forward to talking with you again. This is Divinal Intervention.